at the Bison booth today talking with Donis Baggett, and let's talk a little bit about bison and the many benefits of it.
All right, Casey, thank you for coming by. Well, we like to say that bison is America's original plant-based protein, because it is. It's a heart-healthy, healthful, delicious source of protein, and it's been here for millennia. And we like to say that they're also great stewards of the great plains of the United States, and have been for a long, long time. Now we're privileged to be stewards of the bison. Bison is lower in fat, cholesterol, and calories than almost any other protein source, and yet it's higher in omega-3 fatty acids and iron and protein than most protein sources. And on top of that, it's delicious. So it's a great, great product, and we're privileged to be able to raise this magnificent animal and help shepherd it into the 21st century.
Well, now, I know there's a difference between what some in Oklahoma might think are buffalo, but it's really bison.
It's really bison. What you see in Oklahoma and in Texas and pretty much all of the U.S. and Canada are American plains bison. Now, in Canada, they also have a few woods bison, but you just about have to be a scientist to tell the difference. And there's even debate about whether they should be a separate species.
Bison, I've noticed lately, has been going into a lot of things that you wouldn't have normally thought, like dog foods and different pet treats. It's because it's, I think, like if you're like me and you have a really tubby dog, you're looking for a little bit leaner protein to feed him.
Right, and we've done a lot of work trying to develop a market for the byproducts, mm-hmm. because it's ridiculous to bury them in a landfill when they could be put to good use in pet foods and so forth. They're proving to be very popular. We're hearing great things from consumers who've switched to that.
Well, for those that have never really tried bison or really accepted it as a form of normal protein, kind of talk to us a little bit about the taste, and do you cook it just like you would a steak?
You cook it a lot like you do beef, but you don't hurry it. You take your time, low and slow. Cook it in low temperature and take your time. Mm-hmm. And if you need to sear it, do it either early on or late on in the process, depending on your cooking technique. The main thing is don't hurry it and don't overcook it. It's a leaner meat than beef, but the taste is very similar to beef. It's like a good lean beef. And I like to say it's like the beef I grew up on that we raised in the country. You know, it doesn't have additives or any of that stuff, growth hormones, stimulants, things of that nature. In fact, it's against federal law to use growth stimulants on bison. So it's a really great nature-based source of protein, and it's absolutely delicious. But you can also use it in just about any dish that you use beef in. Like we make a lot of chili with it. And we love spaghetti sauce made with bison meat.
Yeah.
I used to get heartburn from eating spaghetti made with ground beef. I don't get it with the bison because it's lower in fat. So I would suggest that families that are very health conscious, that they take a good look at bison.
About how many bison farmers and producers do we have?
We have about 1,200 members of the National Bison Association. As far as the number of producers in the country, I'd have to go look at the ag census to answer that. I don't know off the top of my head, but there are a lot less of us than there are beef producers and other protein animals for the most part. And that's okay. We don't see ourselves as becoming a commodity meat. We don't want to become a commodity meat. We want this animal to be raised under different circumstances than most commodity animals are. And they think that consumers appreciate that. And there's an advantage to being what we call a boutique meat rather than a commodity meat. And one of them is price.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to steal your chair real quick.
The market price for a young bull bison carcass was $3.87 a pound a month or so ago. That's about almost twice what a choice beef carcass was at that same time. So there's a very nice price differential. If you grow them right and sell them to a good, reputable company, you can do very well.
So tell us a little bit about the process of raising bison. Do you kind of operate the same way as a cattle herd would?
There are a lot of similarities. We raised our animals behind a 5-strand barbed wire fence for 35 years or so before we finally had to replace the fence because the wooden posts were starting to rot. So you don't have to have Fort Knox to hold in a bison, contrary to a lot of myths that are out there. if you handle them right and don't chase them around with horses and four-wheelers, they tend to become very, very acclimated to their surroundings as long as you meet their needs for food, water, and companionship, especially breeding companionship at the right time of year. And if you don't push them. So, and then when the time comes to work them, we draw them in with feed rather than try to run them in with our horses. So we try to handle them gently and respectfully and give them plenty of space and time to make the right decision and go where we need them to go when we're getting them into the corral.
Because I'm guessing one of those bison could eat your lunch pretty easy.
Yes. we don't ever want it to be a contest.
No, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for visiting with us and enlightening us about bison.
Thank you, Casey. I enjoyed visiting with you.
Me too.